Welcome to episode 171 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. Hey guys, welcome to today's podcast. So today was day 2 of 75 hard, and I had scheduled my alarms to go off at 5 a.m. so I could take an early morning walk. Well, my body said, no way, Jose. I actually did not go to sleep until like 1:30 this morning, and 3.5 hours was not going to do it for me. So I turned off that 5 a.m. alarm, and I actually had a 7 a.m. alarm as well, and I turned that one off, and I actually slept until 8. So my body really needed rest, and I allowed it to do that since it was the weekend. And, you know, starting a new program, I think my body just needed a little extra sleep. Or adequate sleep, I should say, because, you know, I did go to sleep super late. But then I had to pivot and adjust the times that I wanted to work out for the rest of the day. And I actually did my second workout right before the sun went down. So I didn't start my outdoor walk until about 4:30 today, and was inside by about 5:30. The sun was setting by that time. But yeah, you know, sometimes you do have to pivot when your day does not start the way you had originally planned it. And if you just build in some extra time into your day for other things that go awry, like this today for me, then you can still do a successful day of 75 hard. But yeah, that this morning was a big old mess. I was like, nope, not gonna wake up. And then the second alarm went off, and I'm like, nope, I'm still not ready. So I was prepared right from that point of turning off my alarm that I was gonna have to make adjustments during my day. And luckily, it is the weekend, and so I'm not time crunched or anything. But that's the day, that's how some days go. And I'm just prepared for it. But I was going to talk about a short topic today about what kind of workouts we do. Where actually we work out, because some people are still able to go to the gym in their specific state and others can't. And so, you know, some people are working out at home. And for those of you who have the option to do either home or gym, what is your favorite place? Because I know some people who love the solitary nature of working out at home because they can go at their own pace and they like just that alone time. And other people really, really build off of the community spirit of working out at a gym around other people and just that energy that you get from other people at a gym. And so I'm just curious what your favorite atmosphere is for working out. I am actually an introverted extrovert, so I actually like to be alone when I work out. I'm fine with the gym, but I like to be alone more so I can just take my time and really concentrate on what I'm doing versus getting distracted by other people. And you know, sometimes people are waiting for equipment, or you have to wait for equipment. And so that's the thing I don't really like about the gym at times when it gets really busy, is that you have to wait. You have to go based upon the availability of the equipment. But then again, that's the advantage. Usually there's tons of equipment to choose from, and you have that variety. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's one leg press machine that's being used. You can go to another leg press machine if your gym has two or three. The cardio equipment that's usually really, really generous. Different things that you can do. Ellipticals, Stairmasters, bikes, treadmills. There's usually a huge variety at gyms. And so, for the people at the gyms, you know, they crave the community spirit. They crave, or they enjoy the fact that there are so many different kinds of equipment that they can use. But when you're at home, You can choose a piece of cardio that you really enjoy. Some people enjoy rowing, some people enjoy walking, some people enjoy riding. So there's a lot of people that I see buying those Peloton bikes, and people who are walking who have like Nordic tracks or different kinds of treadmills. But other people just crave, doing their cardio outside in the fresh air, walking and running. And that's the advantage of living in Arizona, is the fact that you basically can work out outside all year round. There's not snow outside to deal with. Granted, there is the heat. That's about 6 months of the year. But if you go like super early, like 4:30 when the sun is up and when it's really hot, it's more tolerable. It's maybe in the 80s or 90s, but it's hot, but it's still doable to get out and really enjoy the outside and get that fresh air. And then working out from home, some people need weights, and so that's the big thing that people have to deal with, is they don't have enough weights to use. And if they want to do like squats and stuff, it's easier to do with a squat rack, especially if you're alone, you have nobody spotting you. So a squat rack, those are really pricey, and you have to have enough space to attach it to a wall and all this stuff. So it's just, it can start adding up. But when you first start out, you can just do with a few sets of dumbbells, some bands, some rubber loops. I've been seeing lots of people post about how you can use those big rubber loops to do movements that are traditionally done with dumbbells. And it's really interesting how people can be innovative and mimic movements with other things other than dumbbells. And so that's opened my eyes when I'm seeing all these people do these variations and with loops and rubber bands, as well as using rubber bands and loops to increase tension on the weights that people do have at home, to increase tension, to make it seem like they have more weights than they actually do. So I have the opportunity to go to the gym or work out from home, and right now I am actually enjoying working from home. Because I have to drive to the gym, and to me that's a huge inconvenience, especially when my motivation is low, to actually have to get into my car and drive to the destination and then work out and then drive home. That's just additional time added to my workouts versus working out from home. I just walk to the room, I do the workout, and then I'm done. There's no traveling really. There's just walking to another room. And I love that convenience. And so that's why I'm really gravitating more so to working out at home than anything else. And so I would love to hear what you guys do right now and what you would prefer to do when and if your gyms are open in your area. Because I know lots of people who are bodybuilders who, they have to go to the gym because they don't have all those weights at their home, or the price point of the squat racks are just huge, or the pulleys, the what are those called, the pulley machines, those are really really pricey as well. And so that's why people go to the gyms, because it's more cost effective for them. But just curious, like I said, what your guys' preferences are and what you're doing and what you plan on doing once gyms and everything open up in the future. Anyway, guys, that's it for now. I will talk to you guys tomorrow on the next podcast. I hope you had a great second day of January 2021, and hopefully things will be continuing to become better and feel better when you work out and, get more open as the vaccinations start being distributed in your communities. You know, guys, that's it for now. Talk to you tomorrow.